Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. One of the recent developments in surgery allows the surgeon to do the operation remotely by guiding mechanical arms rather than being next to the patient. This is called robot-assisted surgery. And in December 2014, two of the relevant Cochrane reviews, one from the Cochrane Gynecology Cancer Group and the other from the Menstrual Disorders and Subfertility Group, were brought together in an update. Teresa Lorry from the Cochrane Gynecology Cancer Group, based in Bath in the UK, tells us the latest.
The two reviews that we combined and then updated had looked separately at robot-assisted surgery for benign and for malignant gynecological disease. The update allows us to present the most recent evidence in one place to help people thinking about the options for laparoscopic surgery, which is widely used in gynecology. Robot-assisted surgery is a relatively new form of laparoscopic surgery, allowing the surgeon to conduct the operation from a computer console situated away from the patient via remote-controlled mechanical arms attached to the surgical table. This is already in use in several countries for gynecological surgery, particularly for the removal of the uterus or hysterectomy, and has been reported to be useful for removal of uterine fibroids, restoring fertility via tubal reanastomosis, sacrocolpopexy, which is a procedure designed to repair vaginal vault prolapse, and other procedures for benign disease. It has also been used for the treatment of women with gynecological cancers, particularly endometrial and cervical cancers. However, robot-assisted surgery is controversial because of the significant commercial interests involved, and because the potential benefits and harms compared to standard surgical approaches have not been clearly established. Unfortunately, however, we're still not able to fully resolve all of the uncertainty with this updated review, because much of the evidence to date has been of low quality, and so we cannot be sure whether there is a difference between robot-assisted and conventional laparoscopic surgery in overall complication rates. But we were able to draw some conclusions. In the review, we included 6 randomized trials involving a total of 517 women with benign gynecological disease. All studies involved either hysterectomy or sacrocolpopexy procedures, comparing robot-assisted surgery with conventional laparoscopic surgery, except for one study that compared robot-assisted with conventional laparoscopic surgery or a vaginal surgical approach for hysterectomy. We categorized most of the studies as low to moderate overall risk of bias, but one was at a high risk of bias. Summarizing our findings, although we cannot be sure about whether there is a difference in complication rates, there was moderate quality evidence from 4 studies that the procedure study took approximately 40 minutes longer when robot-assisted. And low-quality evidence suggests the average hospital stay was 7 hours shorter for women who underwent robot-assisted hysterectomy compared with conventional approaches. The limited data from 2 studies suggested that robot-assisted surgery for sacrocolpopexy may be associated with increased postoperative pain compared with conventional laparoscopic surgery, and this needs further investigation. None of the included studies involved women with gynecological cancer, but 4 of the 5 ongoing trials that we identified involve cancer surgery. In conclusion, low-quality evidence applicable to hysterectomy and sacrocolpopexy procedures suggests that complication rates for robot-assisted surgery may be similar to those for conventional laparoscopic surgery. However, we need to be cautious. The technology is expensive, and reports about it tend to be generated by its proponents. Future research needs to focus on providing high-quality, unbiased evidence that will inform decision-makers.
To look at the current evidence in more detail and to watch out for future research, you can find this review at cochranelibrary.com with a simple search for robot and gynecology.